So, yeah, so we're on page 102. Okay, we're not monkeying around tonight. You'll see what I mean. Very interesting stuff today, if I say so myself. Yeah, so on page 102, Kufnen Nun Tes Yud Aleph. Kufnen Tes Yud Aleph. So again, what we're talking about is Netilas Daim. Specifically, the last couple of days, we've been talking about the concept of Koach Gavra, meaning that when you wash your hands, the splash of water has to come from a force of someone. Today, we're going to talk about what is a someone. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. So that's what pick up in Yud Aleph, in Sif Yud Aleph. Koach Sheirim Liten is a Mayim Liyadayim. Anyone could pour the water. Now, obviously, we think about ourselves pouring the water on our own hands, but it could be maybe someone else is doing it for you. So anyone could pour, splash the water on your hands. The Machaber says, "I feel a cheresh shoteh v'kotah." Even a cheresh, you know, a cheresh means a deaf mute. Shoteh is someone who's not mentally imbalanced. Don't look at anybody in the shul place. And a katan is someone below age, below bar or bas mitzvah. Ovigulim or a non-Jew could do it. We'll see more about this later. Venida, and a woman who's a nida could also do it. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that you might think in all these cases there's a reason why they should not be able to put the water on your hands for the Netilas Daim. Chereshot v'katon is because they're not b'nei das. So you might, well, you'll see why that might be important later. They're not b'nei das. A non-Jew and a nida is because even though the whole idea of Netilas Daim, if you recall, one of the concepts is because of srach truma, because when the Kohanim had a truma, so there we got a few Kohanim here, so they had to, there was an extremely low level of truma where only their hands were tummy, so they had to wash their hands. So therefore, all of us do it. So you might think, your havami might be, that since we're washing for that truma reason, these people are tummy. So therefore, you might think, since they're tummy, Chazal made it Chazal made it the same way as it would be for truma. So since they can't wash a Kohen's hands, so they can't wash my hands either. So therefore, the Machaber comes in and says that they can. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Achronim that still, Mikomachon lechachilo tov liyizar shalo litol yadayim mehem. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's best that these people should not wash your hands. Now, it's very interesting because the Ber Hetev brings down from the Rishal that the Rishal said, "Ashri mi shiuchal liyizar shalo litol minamayim afilu shavan over kachom onida." That it's best if someone could be careful that they should not wash their hands, not only wash their hands from a goya or a nida, but even the water which one of these two categories of people, even if they drew the water. Now again, we're a little jaundiced now, but I think not that long ago, before they had indoor plumbing, so if you wanted water, you had to go fetch the water from a well, right? You read about Gedolim in the previous generation, like a little while ago, I was reading about Rav Meir Chodesh, right? Just one generation ago. So when they moved to Eretz Yisrael, so they moved, I forgot what area of Yerushalayim, they moved into a courtyard, and there were two wells, so that was like a luxury item. He had not one well, he had two wells, right? So in the courtyard, in their courtyard. That was like a big deal. So the Ber Hetev discussed that, but anyways, that's the idea. Now, ready for this? Look at your base. Im ha-kof. If the kof, what's a kof? So in the parentheses they say, min chaya, type of wild animal. We usually define it as a monkey, a chimpanzee, whatever you want to call it. Let's say you had like that crazy lady who had, what was that story a few months ago? Had that pet chimpanzee there, went mashuga. So I don't know, it's trained or it's domesticated or whatever it may be. So, you know, you had it trained, and we'll see one of the ideas here. So you train them, instead of fetching the newspaper, they also help you wash Netilas Yadayim. So what happens in that case? Is your Netilas Daim good or not good? So yesh poslim v'yesh makshirim. Some say that it's good. Some say it's no good. Excuse me. It's first opinion. Second opinion is that it is okay, v'nirim divrehem. And the Mechaber says, he goes like the second opinion, that the monkey would be okay. Ramah says, mikol makom yesh lahachmir. Ramah says, you should be machmir in this. So what's the idea? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the machlokus. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah, when he's talking about the monkey, when talking about the kof, he says, yesh ba ksas das l'tashmish. Has some type of das, whatever that means, to do things. Very interesting halacha. And so he says, the first opinion says no good, because that's not called gavra, right? It's not a called gavra. Gavra means a person, a human, not a monkey. The second opinion is, that says it's okay, says that, no, it doesn't have to be called gavra. It has to be shiyavo aryadav rak mikoch nosing. That it has to come to your hands from the koach of a nosing, from something who gives. So a faucet doesn't give, you know, like the cases we were learning last couple days, right? It just happens to splash out or whatever happened. So so that's machlok. So when the Mechaber says, like the opinion would be okay, the Ramah says, yesh lahachmir. The Mishnah Berurah says, what does the Ramah mean, yesh lahachmir, that you should be stringent to not be monkeying around with until it's dying? So the Chavetz Chaim says that ubedievet kasher. If the monkey did it, bedievet would be okay. Now, obviously, the case would be, let's say you have no more water, the monkey, you know, just used your last, out in the Yosemite, I don't know, with something, so then bedievet would be okay. But then the Mishnah Berurah, this will be very interesting, because we talked about this before, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Elia Rabba that says that the Elia Rabba holds that if your monkey washed until it's dying for you, that you should go back and wash without a bracha. You should go back and wash without a bracha. And we'll get into this a little more tomorrow. Oh, no, not tomorrow. Excuse me, tomorrow Shabbos. But Amir Sanchem, next time we're together, we'll get into this a little more, because it's all intertwined. Because we'll see Amir Sanchem Bli Nether, give you a little teaser here, that in Yod Gimel we'll talk about, does there have to be kavana? Or is there have to be intent for Netil Sedayim when you splash that water in your hands? In other words, let's say, I don't know, somehow the water just somehow, you washed your hands and you weren't thinking, then you realize, oh, I want to eat, oh, you know, that's all. So would that be okay or would that not? Now, obviously, that gets involved with this, right? In other words, you have to have das or you not have to have das? Okay? So, Amir Tishon will pick this up also and we'll get into, we were discussing before, about how can you save this case and wash with a bracha even though you washed already. We'll get into that after Shabbos.